The Indians did something unusual this year. They sold out this Friday's opening day, even before single game tickets went on sale. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, opening day in baseball always seems to arrive with much more fanfare than any other pro sport.
Maybe would be the day that LeBron came back. It would have to be something like that, not simply because it's opening day of the NBA, one of 82. And I would argue even with the Browns, perhaps when the Browns came back in 99 and they were gone. Now, there was something else that have to be attached to that opener to make it special. They always say Cleveland and the Indians, it's an opening day town. And I think it's that way in most places.
And why is that? I mean, to me, I think maybe it's because it's getting warmer out. It's springtime. Is that why?
Maybe. But I also think it's because if you go all the way back, baseball's been around longer than the NFL or the NBA. This was such an exciting thing because baseball ruled probably from the 1900s all the way until maybe the 1950s or probably the 1960s when football began to have prominence. So that became, we're going to the opener. This is the start of something special because this is the sport that we care the most about. For the longest time, Amanda, in many areas, baseball was number one. The second most popular sport was boxing.
Really?
You go back to Jack Dempsey and all those, you know, kind of big fighters in the old days, Sonny Liston and everything.
That being said, opening day every year is a sellout.
Yes.
Single game tickets for the Indians went on sale in early March. A lot of fans were angry because they were not able to get opening day tickets.
Frankly, even before when they had some available, you weren't going to get them anyway.
Yeah, well, how does that work?
Because they're giving priority to people who are season ticket holders.
Okay.
And people say, well, they only have 13,200 season tickets. They do and they don't.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Okay, here's how they'll count a season ticket. Suppose Amanda, Terry, and two of their friends got together. We each bought 20-game packages, which they sell. So they count that as one season ticket. They put four of these 20-game packages together as one of the 13,000. But then they'll turn around and offer all four of us a chance to buy opening day tickets.
Uh-huh.
So they're getting the first whack at it. Something else happened.
What's that?
The ballpark shrunk.
Yeah, they took out a whole bunch of seats in the last couple of years.
Exactly. If you go back to 2012, full attendance was approximately 43,000.
This last year, it was about 35,000.
Right. So you've lost 8,000 seats. And people go, why they do that or whatever? Because truthfully, other than opening day and maybe when the Yankees come to town or whatever, all those seats way up in right field and other, nobody was sitting in them.
Right. It's not the old days when they sold out every single game.
People act like this never happened before. They sold out 455 consecutive games from the middle 90s to 2001. You couldn't get a ticket to an Indians game, period, on the first market, much after Christmas Day during that time. So let's not act as if this has never happened before. Now, again, people of my generation, well, I remember the old stadium with 70,000 seats, and you could just walk up and buy a ticket. You could. You could walk up and buy a ticket, watch a terrible team in a lousy ballpark. You certainly could.
Well, and that's another factor. The team's good.
The team is good. And, you know, last year they drew 2 million fans for the first time since 2008. The Indians can now make the argument that their team is an attraction.
I don't have a ticket for opening day, and looking at the forecast, rainy and cold, I am glad to stay home and watch it on TV.
You know, they do have this thing called television.
And radio. You going to be at opening day?
I will. I'm trying to figure out how many. I'm guessing I've been to at least 40, if not more, in my life.
Wow.
And probably have a really big losing record in those, too.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what he's liking about the Cavs, with less than 2 weeks until the playoffs.